Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
I found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He's the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. In sorrow is my comfort, in troubles is my shield. He tells me everything I need to know. The bright morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of God. So if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn here and share the word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, I want to welcome you all. If you are here and you're just joining us and you have loads of questions on your mind, you feel lost, you feel betrayed, you feel like you are heavy with a lot of weight on you, I want you to just condition your mind to this very moment, believing that God has something to say to you that is going to lift up that particular burden that is weighing on you right now. And if you're a frequent on the show, if you frequently listen to us, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the news. Tell friends and family, especially that one person that you've been waiting to convert into the fold of Christ. I want you to share this link and let them join this platform. Today is the 13th day in the month of October 2024, and it's a beautiful Sunday. Before you go to church, we need to take our devotion. The Word of God is never too much in a day. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, Friend of God. It's actually a question, so we'll call it Friend of God. Friend of God. It's a question. I am today is in 11. I found a friend in Jesus. In 11. I found a friend in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Mark chapter 4 to chapter 5. Mark from chapter 4 to chapter 5. Our memory verse today is taken from Genesis chapter 14 verse 20. Genesis chapter 14 verse 20, which says, And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Genesis chapter 14, verse 20. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thy enemy into thy hand. And he gave him all the tithes. Our Bible reading for today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 1 to 7. 2 Corinthians from chapter 9 from verse 1 to 7. Are you with your Bibles this morning? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 1 to 7. From verse 1 it says, Now concerning the ministering to the saints, It is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness about which I boast of you to Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that as I said, you may be ready, lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, in bracket, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary. To exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gifts beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as grudging obligation. But this I say, he that sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Once again, our topic says, friend of God, our manual today reads, I have a close friend who was the president of a country. One day I said to him, you've been president for almost 7 years, and you've never given me anything since. He looked at me and said, you've never asked. I replied, friends don't ask. If we are friends, I don't need to ask you. A friend gives to ease or a friend without him or her asking. When lovers are in courtship and there is no exchange of gifts between them, no matter how small, that love may just be questionable, because one of the major ways of demonstrating love is by giving. Like we say in John chapter 3, verse 16, one of the major ways by demonstrating love is by giving. John 3, 16. Many people claim to be God's friend, but from their reaction, when it comes to giving to God, you will realize that they are not. Real friends of God will not wait until an announcement is made for offerings to be made to God before giving to Him. Real friends of God will constantly look for ways to give to Him because of how much they love Him. I recall a time that I went to minister at a church some years ago, and everyone in the congregation was looking so radiant. By looking at them, you could tell that God had really blessed them. I was thinking about how blessed they were when the minister on the altar said, it's offering time. You could see the joy in the auditorium as they all clapped and shouted. Then God told me, this is why I have blessed them so much. They give to me cheerfully. Those who are always happy to give to God and who don't need to be cajoled or asked before they do so always enjoy abundant blessings. God sees them as genuine friends, so He also doesn't wait for them to ask before giving to them. David was a man who always wanted to give to God. He said in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 22, that he would never give God anything that cost him nothing. As a result, God said that He had given him everything he ever wanted, and that if he wanted more, he would have given him, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 8. He never let him lack anything because he was his friend indeed. God never asked Abraham for a tithe in Genesis chapter 14, verse 20, before Abraham gave it to him. Nowadays, even after God has said that we should bring tithes into his house, in Malachi chapter 3 from verse 10 to 12, some Christians still argue about whether they should pay tithes or not. Such Christians are only pretending to be friends of God. Today's Open Heaven comes with a reflection that says, are you really a friend of God? Are you really a friend of God? That's a question we need to ask ourselves. If you're still having doubts about if you truly are a friend of God, by everything we've discussed this morning, I want you to search your heart. And if you've been waiting for an opportunity to become a friend of God, this is one very beautiful opportunity for you to become a friend of God. Wherever you are, I want you to bow your heads and pray with me this prayer. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Or if you are returning, I acknowledge that I've gone far from you. Father, please cleanse and wash me of all my sins. I declare that you are the Son of God. Please forgive me. Take me as your own. Make my heart your dwelling place from henceforth. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. As simple as this prayer is, it is very, very important. And this is not the last step to becoming a friend of God. You still need a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And how do you do that? You can do that by having fellowship of brethren with like minds. You can continue by speaking to God. Speak to God and just express how much you want to be His and you want Him to be yours. He's ready. He's ready. He's just waiting for an invitation. So I want you to also locate a Bible believing church. Thankfully, today is Sunday. So if you need help locating a Bible believing church, we can also be of assistance to you. You can reach out to us on PraisePalaceRadio_UK on Instagram, and we'll be happy to reply to your messages. Thank you for joining us on this platform. If today's message has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can do so by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to share. The link will appear above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT every single morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio. And you can download our mobile application on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all our amazing shows throughout the day. It promises to be an exciting time with God and entertaining as well. Thanks for staying tuned. Have a beautiful Sunday. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.